tires and interior of Calvus. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. We do this retreat and we do the Sagaki ceremony for one simple reason. There is within ourselves and there's all around us in the world karma that is suffering, that is confused, and it needs to be enlightened. It needs it to find its way back to its true spiritual home, the eternal. Remember, Master used to say there's plenty of people who talk about enlightenment, who long for enlightenment, who long for spiritual peace. There's no shortage of that in the world. There are few people who are willing to do the hard work and to pay the price that you have to pay to clean up the karma. In other words, to put it very simply, we long for the spiritual goodies, and there's very few people who really, when it comes down to it, want to pay the price that the bodhisattva has to pay. The word bodhisattva means being, sattva, bodhi, fixed upon enlightenment. And when it comes right down to it, everyone wants what the bodhisattva gets if the bodhisattva adheres to the path. Very few people want to pay the price. Very few beings want to pay the price. We do this ceremony that we're about to do because within ourselves and all around us in the world, there is that which longs for the spiritual goodies, but is reluctant to pay the price. And this ceremony is meant to help that reluctance within ourselves and in other beings. In its form, it is the single big memorial service that we do each year. And one can take it at face value just for that, and that's fine. But in its deeper meaning, it is really directing a great flood of merit towards the greatest spiritual need. Like a great laser blast of merit aimed at that spiritual need within ourselves and in the world around us. I don't like to leave out that within ourselves because really, if we can help the deepest need within ourselves, we will automatically be doing the best we can for the world around us. But if we try to do the best we can for the world around us and we neglect that need within ourselves, we don't really help the world very much and we certainly don't help ourselves. When you're backed into a corner and things get very dark and you don't know what you can do, there's always two things that you can do. You can sit still and you can offer whatever it is that is causing that darkness. You can offer that darkness itself to the eternal in that stillness. You can sit still and you can offer. When we do this ceremony this morning, following the stillness of our meditation, we're emphasizing that offering side. We can offer that merit for our own spiritual need, for the spiritual need of all that we know and love. There are other more externalized ways of doing good in the world. We all get our chance, plenty of chance to do that in our daily lives. But make no mistake, there is no deeper, more thorough way to help the world than to sit still and offer merit. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.